Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
If I'm yelling in your ear, you know it's time for me to hear more cheese. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And welcome to another fun-filled, exciting, incredible, absolutely fantastic, you gotta get down here and buy something episode of Cheese Please.
What are we selling?
I don't know. I was just hearing one of those car ads before we went on the air, you know?
Wacky, wavy, inflatable, arm-flailing, tube man type ads?
Yeah, and you know, where the guy yells up and down and just says, you gotta get down here! Incredible deals! Incredible time! Just get down here! We're giving away free things! Free hot dogs! Free hamburgers! Free this! Get down here! Down here!
Shh!
What?
I really, 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 really wish the listeners could see you, because you're waving your arms like you're one of those wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube men.
Gotta get down here! Gotta get down here! Hurry, 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 hurry! Bring your money! Money, 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 money! Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No money.
Oh,
but lots
okay.
of cheese.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, lots of cheese. Man, I never thought I'd get this guy on our show. In the chart-topping cheesy.
I'm so excited. I love this song.
Harry Belafonte, the king of calypso back in the 1950s. Yeah, he
had
gets
a really cheesy hit.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, you just got to hear this.
Now, I have to tell the people the funny story.
What?
We're driving around in the van.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll save the story for later when we play the song. Never mind.
Don't do that. I forgot about the story, so you got to remind me.
I will. Don't worry.
On our profile this week, it's there's a nutty guy. He's sort of a nutty professor now that I think about it. But you talk to him every Labor Day.
We talk about his kids.
Oh, yes. Yes. But he's coming up a little later when he actually was a comic. Jerry Lewis. Wow, he sang. Yes, he did. I'm sorry to say.
We're sorry, but you know what? You're going to have to put up with it because this is Cheese Please and he's cheesy enough for us.
But we're starting off with Mrs. Mills, who likes to play the piano. She was had a few albums back in the 60s, and it's kind of unusual for her to play Over the Rainbow, you know, from Wizard of Oz.
Yes, I know where Over the Rainbow is.
But then we have Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Through the Tulips.
Oh, no, don't sing.
What? Okay.
Singing.
Okay, I'll let Mrs. Mills play Tiptoe Through the Tulips right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
It's all fun and games where no one really gets hurt. But remember, you still should never try this at home. Snarf Dude and Daff Dill are trained cheese handling professionals.
I still like Dorothy singing it, but nevertheless, Over the Rainbow, Mrs. Mills, and that sort of makes me remind me of the closing credits to All in the Family, you know?
All in the Family, state before a live audience.
You remember that, Daffodil?
Yes.
Okay, whatever. And before that, Mrs. Mills doing Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me.
Something like that.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And welcome. This is Keith Fleece. If you're just joining us now, you're just, a little late, but who cares?
You're a little late, but you haven't missed the best stuff because it's still coming.
Yes, and Jerry Lewis has profiled this on this week's show. We've never had him before. We've played him before, but we never really profiled him before. Because I don't want to go near him because half the time he wants money from me every September.
You don't have any money, so you're safe.
I'd like to help your kids, Jerry, but it just doesn't work out. I have no money. Just one of those things, you know.
I gotta tell you.
Why?
Because you're kind of going at this like he's a funny guy.
Isn't he?
He actually was trying to have a serious musical career.
With this?
In the 50s. Not with this. In the 50s.
I was worried there for a minute.
He actually had a charted hit.
Really?
With the song Rockabye, Your Baby with a Dixie Melody.
Oh, I should have played that.
He also went fairly far with the song It All Depends on You in 58.
Oh, okay, well.
But at that point, he kind of realized that, you know what, singing was not his forte.
Yeah, well.
That perhaps he should be a little more funny.
Yeah, and ask for money for his kids. Nevertheless, we're going to play some stuff here. Sunday Driving coming up shortly. And we're starting off with Yip, 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 right here on
Cheesing Pleasing.
Now I went out to take a walk. The day it was so sunny. My health was good, my eyes were fine, and in my pocket money. Then I saw her standing there. She was a pretty sight. But when she turned to walk away, I really saw the light, and I went, yep,
boom.
Ain't she nice? Yep,
boom.
Said it twice. I've never seen a gal that looks so friendly and retreat. Yep,
boom.
Boy, that's neat.
Boom, don't, boom, don't.
wah, 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 wah. Oh, booty, booty, don't. She got aboard a streetcar and I wasn't far behind her. But when I got inside, I looked around and couldn't find her. I looked at all the faces, but I really couldn't tell. The car had stopped and she got off, and then I knew her well. And I went, yep,
boom,
there she goes, yep,
boom.
What a rose. I may not recognize her face, but when she starts to go, yep,
boom,
tally-ho. I followed her right to the house. She got inside before me. I had a hunch that when she took a look, she would adore me. I cleared my voice and took a breath and knocked up on the door. It wasn't her that answered. It was someone 6'4", and he went, yep,
boom,
lost a tooth, yep,
boom.
That's the truth. Today I'm in a hospital, and oh, there goes a nurse, yep,
boom.
Kids, don't try this one at home.
Snap Dude Daphne paid me to say cheese, please. It's so cool.
Cheese.
Sunday driving through a million cars. I'm diving, no escaping. Fender scraping, lest you hit a tree. Sunday driving, there's an ambulance arriving. A collision in my vision, maybe it was me. A lady driver signals left and then she makes a right. I hit her in the rumble seat, that isn't too polite. She screams, you beast, you awful thing, where do you think you're going? And I answer, don't look now, dear, but your rumble seat is showing. Sunday driving, for a peaceful day I'm striving. But each Sunday is the one day, cars are everywhere. Oh boy, here it is Sunday morning and I'm out driving in my car. And it's so peaceful and quiet. The sun is shining, the boy is driving. Uh-oh, there goes a pedestrian. Shucks, I missed him. I think I'll go around the block and try again. Gee whiz, I must be out in the country now. I'm not hitting so many people. I am out in the country. I just hit a cow. This is a cow? A car goes by me like a flash, he can't do that to me. I'll chase him and I'll show him I can go as fast as he. And sure enough, I pass him like a rabbit in a thicket. And I learned it's a patrol car when he writes me out a ticket. I must have made a boo-boo. Sunday driving, up the steepest hill I'm striving. I'm not quitting till I'm sitting on the very top. I made it. Now I'm going down. Boy, what a view. And look at that cliff at the bottom of the road. If I ever went over that, impossible. Not in my car. What was that? The motor's broke. Gee, I better stop. The brakes don't work. The brakes don't work! I'm going 50 miles an hour downhill. Now I'm going 60. Now it's 70. My motor don't work. My brakes don't work. But I'm not worried. My speedometer works. I'm going faster and faster. And now I'm going over the cliff. Gee, I'm flying. And in my car. But cars can't fly. I'll crash and be killed, and boy, will Dad give it to me for taking the car. He'll get me in the back room of the house, and he'll give me what for. He'll say the conjunctive mood of people's feelings certainly don't designate the fact that other young men know better than others, and I certainly don't know the feeling if I don't know why other people say that.
Next time, I'll take the train.
Instead of Sunday driving.
Oh, yes! Jerry Lewis!
Labor Day, Labor Day.
Sorry.
What?
What?
I was taking a drink, and when you tried to do the Jerry Lewis impression, I almost snorted milk out my nose.
Labor Day, give me money. 1-800-JERRY.
What? What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Whatever. Anyway, Jerry Lewis there in Sunday Driving. And before that, we had Jerry doing yip, 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 yip.
Or something like that. Anyway,
any more facts on Jerry Lewis that you can dig up quickly?
He was in a comic book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he and Dean Martin were partners.
Yes.
DC Comics actually had the best-selling adventures of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis comic books from 1952 to 1957.
Martin and Lewis, and they broke up over irreconcilable differences or something like that.
Well, Lewis was becoming more important in the films and Martin was becoming less important, and apparently their breakup happened when there was a picture of the two of them put on the cover of Look magazine.
Yes.
And they cropped Martin out of the photo.
Oh,
so
he wasn't happy.
That didn't go over so well.
Oh, I bet not. Oh, well. Anyway, this is Keys, Please.
It is, it is, it is.
And my name is Snark Dude.
It is, it is, it is.
And what is your name?
Daffodil.
Oh, this Jerry Lewis thing, he's winding me up all this week. I'm just so excited.
No. I want to get to the next part.
What next part? Oh, that next part. Hang on.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And take it away, Daffy.
We're going to talk about Harry Belafonte.
Oh, there, oh, there, oh, daylight comes and we want to go out.
I got to tell you two things about him before we talk about the song.
What?
One is that his first album was his breakthrough album, Calypso, in 56.
Dale.
Was the first LP to sell over a million copies.
Dale.
And it is number 4 on Billboard's all-time top 100 album list.
Daylight comes and me want to make money.
It spent 39 weeks at number 1, 58 weeks in the top 10, and 99 weeks on the U.S. charts.
He said that, he said that, he said that.
Anyway, his most famous song is the Banana Boat song.
Daylight comes and me want to make money. Daylight comes and me want to make money.
But the song we're going to play was the second most famous song, but I bet you nobody who's listening's ever heard it.
Oh, I suppose. This is, I don't.
And the whole reason why we're playing this, here's the story.
Oh, go, okay, yeah.
The whole reason why we're playing this is we're driving around the van, and we're listening to the bootleg satellite radio that Billy Bob hooked up for us.
Yes.
And we're listening to this 50s channel or the 60s channel. I don't know. I forget.
We listen to all different decade channels. Anyway.
And this song came on. And we had to pull over because we couldn't believe that we were hearing this song.
And
that it was Harry Belafonte singing it.
I can't believe this is Cheese on the 50s channel, we thought.
And then we did some research and realized this song made it all the way to number 11 on the pop chart.
Wow.
And you know what? I don't understand why.
My shock and amazement of that. You just told me. Is that authentic enough for you?
Yeah.
Okay, just
It's a novelty tune. It's called Mama Look at Boo Boo.
Okay, right here on?
And you know what it's about? It's about misbehaving and disrespectful children.
Right here on?
Jeez, please.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring. And when I talk, they start to sing.
Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day.
I couldn't even digest me supper. Due to the children's behavior, John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Ring the belt, you're much too impudent. John says it's James who started first. James tells the story in reverse. I drag my belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place.
Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day.
So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. They're playing with you, my wife declare. You should be proud of them, my dear. These children were taught to bloom in slack. That ain't no kind of joke to crack. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Oh, well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Now, don't you be a fink. You tell me, what do you think of all of this crazy talk? Now you may have heard of the surfing bird, but you'll decide that the Clyde is the real boss word. Oh, well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Well, hi there, seal. How's your creel? Do you do that same old shtick? Now when it comes to your turn, you holler, how's your fern? Until they all say yick. Now it's the most, to say the least, to Watusi in the west, do the sloshing in the east. Oh, well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still say schmack, schmack? Well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Now don't you be a fink, tell me what do you think of all this crazy talk? Now you may have heard of the serving bird, but you'll decide that the Clyde is the real boss word. Oh, well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Oh, well, hi there, seal. How's your crib? Do you do that same old shtick? When it comes to your turn, you holler, how's your fern? Until they all say yick. Now it's the most, to say the least, to Watusi in the west and do the sloshing in the east. Well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still say schmack, schmack? Does she still say schmack, schmack? Does she still say?
Whoa! Whoa!
That was a little impressive.
Wow, Steve Allen!
Smack, smack!
Steve Allen of The Tonight Show at one point, I think.
Yes.
Comedian Steve Allen doing How's Your Sister?
Why not?
Why not?
And before that, we had Harry Belafonte. And Mama, look a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Mama, fix my boo.
Just did the boo-boo, you know? You know,
fix your boo-boos?
Yeah.
I have Band-Aids.
Well, that's fine.
If you have boo-boos, I have Band-Aids.
Yeah, I'm sure you're stuck on Band-Aids. Although there's no Band-Aid stuck on me. That's not the point.
Anyway, my name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this has been our weekly dose
of... you say.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird this week.
Oh, there we go. Okay, we have to say that. Contractual obligation.
You better do what? Your thing, or you're going to run out of time.
There it is. Okay, I couldn't find the handle. Here we go. Yeah! I couldn't find the handle. I almost didn't do it.
That wouldn't have been so good. Because then we would have had a lot of dead air.
Yeah, well,
the bane of every radio program's existence.
Oh, no, I almost
dead
had
air.
I gotta hit the... Oh, I didn't. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, I'm hitting the right buttons. I promise I'm fixing it. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show with another comic. When is it with comics this week?
It's a comical week.
Groucho Marx and Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
There we go. So you have been...
Snarf Dude.
And I have been...
Daffodil.
And this has been...
Cheese, Please!
Join us again next week for some more Cheese, Please!
Yeah, if you're close, look to the radio. I'm waving goodbye. Goodbye!
my best friend. What's your name again?
Loophole.
Glad to know you.
It's your pleasure. Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais, Dubarry, Gabo. Rolled into one. Oh,
Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When our muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast, we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of the world. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia. La la.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.